Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing these youth, your sons and daughters, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior Jesus, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that, bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our Heavenly Father, you see us through every stage of life, from life's beginning to its renewal in the age to come. Today we also lift up Elizabeth on her graduation. Bless her during her transition to what comes next, and be with her so that she never walks alone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, many in this world have rejected your Son and his grace. Soften their hearts, Lord, that they hear you and receive you with joy and gladness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, raise up faithful leaders who are committed to liberty and justice. Oppose all who would use others for their own ambition and pride. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, give hope to all those who are isolated and lonely. Bring them into the presence of the loving community of your church, that they find help, hope, and freedom among your people. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And at this point, we continue with the service of the sacrament. For four of our youth, this is their first time receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ. We oftentimes hear the statement that you can't be in two places at the same time. My wife reminds me of that often when I do my scheduling. That's not true necessarily, absolutely not, with Jesus. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, but with the gifts of his body and blood, he's also with us. That's the gift that our confirmation, our youth are receiving, and also our families this day. So I begin this sacrament with Jesus' words. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after the supper, Jesus took the cup, and when he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of this in remembrance of me." Let us take a moment and share the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated.